Do we, Mr. Chairman, do we need to make another motion on this one here?
To approve right now, yep. Anybody want to make that motion? Second? Any discussion? All in favor of the motion now to approve the finalization, say aye, please. Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Deer hunting season drawing structure.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator with the Game Fish and Parks. Today I bring before you the finalization of the deer license proposal that we've been working on over the last 18 months. This process has started actually in October of 2017. Went through numerous public involvement forums, meetings, open houses. The first proposal, you, if you recall, was brought to you back in July of 2017, amended again in September, or I'm sorry, 2018, amended again in September, for the first time in September of 2018. Was finalized in October at the Deadwood meeting. Went to the Interim Rules Review Committee on November 20th, which then it was reverted back to the Commission. The Commission then took action on it in December of 2018 and amended it once again to incentivize youth and push the combined drawing of leftover licenses until after the fourth draw. And then in January, we took another amendment to the proposal, which would allow a deer hunter to apply for both or to apply for two first choice, first draw licenses in that first draw, allowing folks to apply for, let's say, West River and East River, West River or Black Hills, or any combination of two of the six deer seasons. Now, the proposal does include all six deer seasons, which include West River deer, East River deer, Black Hills deer, muzzleloader deer, refuge deer, and Custer State Park deer. All through this, the number one goal has been and still remains the same, to get more deer hunters their preferred deer license more often. And that has been the goal. It continues to be the goal, and this proposal in front of you today does do that. You know, we have about 6,400 applicants that apply for three or more deer seasons every year. Of those 6,400 applicants, they submit about 22,000, 23,000 applications. If we allow them to submit only two applications in the first draw, that would eliminate about 10,000 applications. Increasing everybody's draw probabilities, getting more hunters their preferred deer license more often, and that has been and continues to be the goal. At the end of the day, this could get about 1,000 unsuccessful hunters under our current system into the field on an annual basis. So I commend the Commission for sticking with that goal, and we are still on that track of getting more hunters in the field more often and getting more hunters their preferred deer license more often. With that, I can walk through this proposal, but I'm pretty certain everybody's fairly familiar with it. The main message, though, is that deer hunters would be allowed to have two first-choice, first-draw applications in that first draw. And what it would look like online is we have 47,000 hunters that only apply for two or less seasons, so one or two firearm seasons. Nothing would look different to them. The website would look the same. The way they apply would look the same. The only thing that would look different is the fact that they could use preference points in the second and third draws. The other thing that would be different is all deer seasons for those six seasons would be drawn in mid-June. So those draw deadlines would be moved up because now they are staggered. And that would be one of the major differences, where a deer applicant would have to make sure they get their applications in before that June deadline. Now, if you're a hunter that applies for three or more seasons, there's about 6,400 of those folks. That's who it's going to impact. 6,400 folks that apply for three or more seasons every year. And because of that, I'm one of those folks. If I go in and submit a third application in the first draw, the system would not let me. That's when the system will say, hey, you applied for two applications already, two deer seasons already, and then that third application would not be submitted. So that is how that would roll out. Again, the vast majority of our deer hunters in this state will not be impacted by this change. It's those folks that apply for three or more licenses in that first draw. Are there any questions to the proposal? I know we have some new commissioners. If there's any questions along the way or any more detail you'd like me to provide, I sure can do so, and I could turn over to Tony too if there's anything I missed.
So that we're all clear, this will apply in 2019, right?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. These changes still could be implemented in 2019. This does have to go through the Interim Rules Review Committee for final approval. We expect there to be a meeting sometime end of March, early April, hopefully. And then it would take 20 days to go in effect after that that meeting date. And from there, we'd open that application period up and likely have that first draw in mid-June of 2019. So, yes, this is still practical to be implemented here in 2019.
And we had some discussion about evaluating how this works and when that's going to happen and how we're going to do it, and I know that's important to a lot of people.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for those listening online, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division. Should you adopt this finalization action sheet, as you'll see on number six in the proposal, or the action sheet talks about the comprehensive review and a resolution memorializing that intent. We do have a draft resolution for your consideration should you pass this action item.
Thank you. Discussion. Comments. Motions.
I'd move to approve.
I'd second.
Who was that? Thank you, Russ. Any discussion?
I have some discussion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Commissioner Olson.
You know, I apologize for not being able to be there in person. This is a, you know, 18-month long endeavor that, you know, I think has been good for both the department and for sportsmen alike. You know, many different alternatives to the original plan have came about throughout that 18-month period. You know, and I think that the important thing to keep in mind here, and you've heard a lot of it from, you know, Wayne Lloyd and the group that he kind of helped organize and did a good job. I think curbing some change that shows that the commission's willing to listen to sports men and women and enthusiasts alike. You know, the important part, I think, is that, you know, right now there's 1,000 different hunters that are currently unsuccessful under our current system, as Kevin's told you, and this is going to give those people a shot at that first draw. It doesn't limit people to one buck license a year. I mean, they have the opportunity for several bucks. You have landowners East River that can get their landowner tag. They can still apply for their special buck West River, and if they don't get that, they still have the ability to apply for West River deer, and it definitely doesn't limit them to in that aspect. You know, I think that we have to look back globally here and see what this is going to do to, you know, recruit and enhance and get those hunters that may have dropped out of the system back into our fold. We've got to increase our numbers. This is definitely a numbers game, and we've got to get more hunters back involved. And I think that I want to thank Kevin and Tom and Tony and Kelly, everybody that's worked on this, and the sportsmen that have put their input into it as well. It is a monumental task that, you know, I'm happy to say that I'm going to vote for it, obviously, and I hope we're right on the numbers, and I guess time will tell. But, again, I want to thank everybody that's been involved and would urge everyone to support the proposal as it is written.
Thank you, Russ. Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Commissioner Phillips here. This has been a monumental task, and I agree with everything Commissioner Olson just said. It's been a long time. The staff's worked hard. The commission's been involved all the way through, and the sportsmen that have brought us their opinions. I have a question about the youth tag part. Right now we're offering a free bonus preference point to first-time applicants. I have a concern about a youth, a 15-year-old youth that has applied twice and been unsuccessful. He is not a first-time applicant. He is an unsuccessful applicant. Would there be a potential? Would there be a possibility to change that little tiny part of this? Do you say any youth that has been unsuccessful in obtaining a license could get that bonus preference point?
Through the chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Phillips, absolutely. If I could turn your attention to number 5 there on your action sheet, that's kind of the language there that I think we're talking about. There's a couple ways you could say this or have this in writing. We could say that whoever or who has not had a license, an applicant who has not had a license for a combined year drawing that is or was age 15 or younger would be eligible for that bonus preference point. So that would refer to them as being either first-time applicants or an applicant that has been unsuccessful, consecutively unsuccessful. I think that would likely be the cleanest way to do that. So it would read, an applicant who has never had a license for a combined deer drawing that is or was age 15 or younger in the calendar year shall receive a bonus preference point for that drawing. Would that be an amendment that would suffice for the desires that you have, Commissioner Phillips?
Hang on a minute. What about leftovers? That just speaks to any license.
Yeah, so it would be an applicant that is or was age 15 or younger in the calendar year of the drawing who has not received a first choice license or a license using preference points shall receive a bonus preference point for the 6-season drawing. I mean, that is how the rule would read, potentially, if that meets the wishes that you have mentioned there.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
That does meet those wishes. And I'd just like to point out, this came from all those comments that we received, the hundreds and hundreds of comments. There was at least one individual that had a 14 or 15-year-old child, maybe a couple of them, that had been turned down 2 or 3 years. And in the comment, he said, you're missing somebody here, and that's why I bring this forward. And I'd like to make that a motion to amend this before we vote on the final product, if we could, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Is there a second? Any more discussion on that amendment? If not, all in favor of the amendment, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Amendment passes. Any more discussion, comments, questions? Secretary Hepler.
Thank you. Assuming you're going to go vote in the affirmative on this, I just want to thank a number of people. First of all, recognize the public. You know, it tells you how important deer hunting is in the state. It's a passion. It was certainly my dad. That's what he lived for every single year. And even the people who were disappointed, I think, where this is going, you still hung in there and they still provided comments. The other thing we saw is that the civil discourse, I think, actually improved after the Yankton meeting, at least what I saw did, which I certainly appreciate the time and the effort people put in on that. And you already mentioned Wayne, Russ did, and some others that really helped that, which I appreciate. But we had an incredible number of staff who've been participating in this, you know, starting with our CRD group led by Chad, Dr. Longmire, all the work that you did, Emily's group, Nick, everybody works on the social media side of this, you know, and Tom, as you mentioned, and Tony, but, you know, the person, though, that has been the face of this, who's weathered this, you know, I've watched him day in and day out, has been the gentleman to microphone, so I want to really appreciate the amount of time and effort that you've spent on this. Definitely yeoman's work, and you've gotten beat up a lot. You've had a lot of phone calls. I don't even want to know the number of hours that you've had to spend on this, but you've weathered through all of it. You've been flexible. So, I mean, if I could applaud for right now and the microphone wasn't on, I would. So, thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I appreciate those comments.
Well, certainly the commission would like to thank everybody too. Everybody worked really hard, and Kevin, you were tremendously tremendous. I mean, it was terrific, everything that you did. And Commissioner Olson and Commissioner Phillips were on the work group. They've spent a lot of time and helped lead us to where we're at today. So thank you two very much. And any other comments, questions? We have a motion.
Chairman.
I'll move.
I can't remember if Russ moved. So now we're back to the main motion to approve.
Yep.
All right, any more comment, questions before we vote? If not, all in favor of the motion to approve? Any opposed? Passes unanimously. There we go.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to take that resolution under consideration now? That
yes, is, please, on the evaluation. And
yeah. Tom is passing that out. It's pretty straightforward. It just, you know, for whereas is kind of set the stage for what you just did. The background work that occurred acknowledges the process, and it also acknowledges the need to have some time to be to have this in place so we can do a proper evaluation. But with all that, I will read to you the final, therefore be it resolved, that with the adoption of the changes in the deer drawing structure, the commission instructs the department to conduct a comprehensive review of the changes in 3 years, which would be in year 2022, and report to the commission how the new structure is functioning and if adjustments to the new system are warranted. If this meets the need you believe that was expressed before, I'd ask for your approval of resolution 12-19.
Thanks. I do think it does that, but I know that there was discussion along the way too about even after year one, we're gonna look at it, right? So I don't want anybody to think that this means we're not looking at something until 3 years from now.
I think that's a very good point to bring up, Mr. Chairman. We will look at this even after the first year, but again, to be able to do the comprehensive review that has been discussed, it's going to take a couple years to see how it works and to see how our hunters adjust to the new system and how they choose to submit applications. So yes, if there's something readily apparent that is maybe a minor tweak along the way, certainly that could be considered before this three-year period is up, but the comprehensive review should take a few years before we would bring any changes.
I think Commissioner Beast moved approval of 1912. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion, comment? If not, all in favor of resolution 19-12, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes. Thank you very much. So should we go to adoption of fisheries plan or?
Unless you want to give your commissioner a 5 minutes.
There you go.
Oh. Seems there are some that would like that. Let's take a 10-minute break, or 5 minutes, somewhere between 5 and 10.